choosing godparents for our children can be a long process, and being asked to be a child's godparent can be quite the honor. So how does that change now with today's culture? This is what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CEO of Being Connected, and I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years of experience in the field. I help parents, teachers, and educators navigate the realities of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we're putting the child's needs first. So we're going to have to put the ego and pride aside, and let's get to it. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening and watching from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There is a wealth of resources there to help you with your child's confidence, self-esteem, and so much more. So I will add the link in the description below. You can have a look at that. I highly recommend it. It's just great resources in there. So we're going to jump right in with godparents. This is something that has kind of flown under the radar for quite some time. It was a really big thing back in the day. And now the role of a godparent is very fast, depending on where you're from, who you are, which generation you are. So people are actually quite confused about what their role would be as a godparent. And for parents as well to choose godparents and say, well, what are we picking? Why are we picking these people? So this is what this episode is going to be. We're kind of going through the evolution of a godparent and what that could look like today, and kind of see how that would fit into your reality as well. So we'll start right away with what is a godparent. And there's quite the evolution there. For some people, what I've noticed working with a lot of people is it's just a title. It's just like an evolved uncle and auntie, right? It's like a step up from being an uncle or auntie. And but then there's also all of the religious side of things, where there's quite a lot to take in as quite a big responsibility. It's not all, gifts and, letting the child do whatever they want because we're the godparents. We can get away with it. There's a lot more to it. So what is the actual role of a godparent besides just being a title? And kind of did a bit of research to it. And really, the role of a godparent is to give love, support, guidance, mostly spiritual guidance for the child. And then it's kind of evolved over the decades and the years. And so it's just an emotional support, a positive role model. And so it's not only religious now. When we're talking about religion, especially in Christianity, this was a very big thing. I grew up Catholic. So the godparents had a major role in it. And in fact, old traditions was the child would take on the godparent's name as well. So it was kind of in the name there, so people knew where the child was supposed to go. But on the religious side of things, especially with Christianity, it was more like a sponsor for the baptism, kind of like a witness to it. There's spiritual formation, I guess I could say, in terms of educating the child in their religion. So it was kind of like a teacher and a mentor when it came to Christianity. There's also legal obligations where if the parents were not able to perform their parental duties, whether through sickness, health, anything else, or if they passed on, then it was the godparents that would take over the child legally. They would become the legal guardian. So that was quite a burden to choose godparents, and it still is for those who follow the traditions, to find the right godparents. And if you have more than one child, if we are going to pass on, do we split the children? Do we keep them together? Can we burden a person with multiple children? So quite a bit to unpack there, but there's also a cultural side of things, not just religious, but cultural. And a lot of cultures, you will see that there's a role of a mentor, a role model, a guide. It's also somebody that kind of, again, teacher, mentor about the culture and the family traditions and the giving the sense of community. So it was just beyond the religious beliefs, but now we're integrating the child into society, into family traditions, into cultural values. And it was the godparents' job to support the parents with that as well. So in other cultures, that would the kind of duties that would be non-religious as we moved away from the religious traditions. Then we're looking at people that are also responsible for the child's health and the parents' health, because you need to make sure that the parents are healthy, that they can take care of their children properly, right? You are kind of the last resort in case the parents are not able. Yeah, you want to make sure that the parents are okay. You want to make sure that the child is okay. You, again, that positive role model, right? So if you're going for just the title, you may not have the best of the positive role models as a godparent, but that's usually what people will go for. Somebody that is set, that has their life together and that will be able to take on the responsibilities that comes with a child. We also have somebody for some. Godparents are in charge of the celebrations, right? Like I was saying, it's like the glorified auntie and uncle that will bring the great gifts and will take care of the parties and the christenings and the baptisms and all of the other celebrations that can happen depending on your culture and where you are. They will also, this is the interesting part, especially in my field, is there is a role for the godparents, the entire family, but because the godparent has that prominent role, that they are the first co social contact outside of the immediate family for the child. So they are actually the one where they can learn how to develop relationships outside of the family unit, right? So in the first years of the child's life, we're looking at the child is only in contact with the parents, the grandparents, and the siblings, if there are any. So that godparent gives the opportunity for a child to come outside of the family nest and start developing relationships with other people other than the family. So that's a very important role for the godparent as well, to allow the child to kind of integrate into society and create those positive roles, the role models, right, to show them how to behave outside of the home. So there's quite a lot. It's very broad, and that's why I thought it would be interesting to make an episode on this, because there's so many different roles. Of course, godparent, the word in English kind of implies some kind of religious role. But if you look at it in French, it's parrain, marraine. So they're more like sponsors, right? They're more like mentors. So it's not necessarily related to religion, although most of the time it is. So if you're not Christian, if you're not, in your religion, you may have something that's along the lines of that, another other adults that will take on an important role in a child's life. So this is where I kind of invite you to reflect on, if you already have your children and you had already picked godparents, what was your thought process in choosing those, right? Is it a family tradition where you choose your brothers and sisters or your in-laws on the other partner's side? Or was it, choose your best friend? Do your children have the same godparents, or are they separated, right? Things like that. So I invite you to put it in a comment if you like to share what that was like for you. You don't have to go into very personal reasons, but were you looking for a title? Were you looking for somebody that will be suitable to raise your child should anything happen to you? Were you looking for that support in educating the child in their religious traditions and the family traditions in the community? traditions. So it's very interesting. And for new parents, I invite you to think, what are you looking for in a godparent? Right? Sometimes we don't give it much thought. We don't want to upset anybody. So we'll choose just people because that's what everybody would tell you would be the best fit. But in the modern day now, where you create your own family, right? It's no longer just biological. You can create your own family, you create your own community. You have more freedom in choosing what you who the godparents would be for your children. So what would that look like for you? Are you looking for somebody that will just be, the one taking care of all the birthday parties and, all the great gifts, and then somebody you could just drop off when you're going on a date night, or, if you're going on vacation, is somebody you can trust? Is it family for you, or is it friends? That would be the best. Start opening up that dialogue when you're planning on having children. What would that look like? Do you even want godparents? Do you really need them in your reality? And I would like to, if you could share that with us. Again, you don't need to get all personal, but just to kind of have a feel of what that role is now. Is it something that's kind of being lost in the shuffle, or is it something that people are still really holding on to? It's kind of, it goes either way now. When you look and you do a bit more research on it, it really is open. So that's why I find it so interesting that we can redefine what a godparent is. Give them a new role to fit the reality of today's world. Give it a new role that will better support your child, right? So I'll leave that to you. If you have any other questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. And I'm actually going to even throw it out to the people who are asked if they could be a child's godparent. How does that look for you? Do you ask questions to say, what do you expect my role to be? Is that a responsibility that you want, or is it just a great honor because now you have it's a great title to have, right? It makes you look good. So it really, there's no wrong answer, but if you're being asked to be a godparent, are you asking questions on what the parents expect your role to be? Just to kind of open that up a little bit and see, are we conscious of what we're asking people of doing? And are we conscious of what role we're taking on when we do accept to be a godparent? So I will leave that there, just like that. Leave it. And if we need to bring that up again, I think it would be kind of fun to make it more interactive and see where people are at with this role. Is it something that's not really necessary anymore, or is it something that should be really redefined, or should stay the same way? Who knows, right? So I'll leave you with that. If you have any questions, again, don't hesitate to call. If you want to share your comments or your thoughts on this, I would truly appreciate it. And again, don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And don't forget to check out the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy as well. Some great resources there. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.